From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump said he does not think North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to deceive anyone by agreeing to work toward removing all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula.
I'm very encouraged by what's happening. I don't think that anybody looking at the history of North Korea's plans to develop a nuclear weapon would want to be over-optimistic at this point.
Meantime, at an event in the U.S. state of Michigan late Saturday, President Trump said he and Kim Jong-un would be meeting in the next 3 to 4 weeks at one of several locations being discussed. After making his diplomatic debut in Brussels at the NATO foreign ministers' meeting, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia Saturday on the first stop on a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Israel and Jordan. Pompeo is tasked with briefing U.S. allies on administration policy towards Iran. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong says that the Islamic State still poses very real threats to the ASEAN region. He spoke during an opening address at a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Singapore. Lee also warned that the region's embrace of technology also makes it especially vulnerable. The parents of Alfie Evans, a British toddler who had a degenerative brain condition, lost a legal battle to keep him on life support. He died Saturday after being taken off life support a week ago. Kate James and Tom Evans say their son's death overnight in Liverpool, England, had left them heartbroken. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has called for closer coordination and transparency in fighting terrorist financing as he closed an international conference.
That we should all follow. He gave his life
Lisa Bryant in Paris had a report talking about Macron's decision. And Israel has abandoned a plan to deport thousands of African migrants. President Trump says he will shut down the U.S. government later this year if Congress does not approve enough funding for border security, including money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Last month, Mr. Trump signed a $1.3 trillion spending plan that keeps the government operating until the end of September. Again, after making his diplomatic debut in Brussels, at the NATO foreign ministers' meeting, new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Saudi Arabia on the first stop on a swing through the Middle East, also visiting Israel and Jordan. He is tasked with bringing U.S. allies up to date on administration policies. The president and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke on Saturday with their South Korean counterparts after a historic meeting between leaders of the two Koreas. Trump said things are going very well as he prepares for an unexpected summit with the North's Kim Jong-un. Former Malawi President Joyce Banda has returned to her country after more than 3 years where she faces possible graft charges. Banda arrived in the capital Saturday after spending 3 years outside the country serving as a fellow at two think tanks in Washington, D.C. A crowd of supporters was waiting for her at the airport when she arrived. Their spokesman said she would be going straight to her home. She's expected to make public remarks at a rally this Sunday after she lost her election. She is subject to an arrest warrant and left the country shortly thereafter. Earlier this year, Malawi's Anti-Corruption Bureau said it had no solid evidence against the former president. Police have not said whether they will pursue the matter now that she has returned to her country. Law enforcement authorities in the United States, European Union, and Canada this week began a joint cyber campaign against Islamic State online communication channels that will severely disrupt its propaganda machine. The multinational action led by Belgian federal prosecutors was launched on Wednesday and Thursday and targeted IS media outlets. This is not the first time Western countries joined forces to crack down on IS propaganda capabilities. A coordinated effort in August 2016 hit Amex mobile application and web infrastructure. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.